This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has described the contributions of Rajaraja Chola and Rajendra Chola as symbolic of Ek Bharat Shreshth Bharat and praised the Chola dynasty's cultural and architectural achievements. Speaking at the valedictory function of the Adi Thiruvathirai festival in Gangaikond Cholpuram in Tamil Nadu yesterday, the Prime Minister honored the legacy of two great rulers.
एक प्रकार से राज राजा की ये श्रद्धा भूमि है और उस श्रद्धा भूमि में इलिया राजा ने आज जिस प्रकार से शिव भक्ति में हम सबको डुबो दिया सावन का मास हो राज राजा की श्रद्धा भूमि हो और इलिया राजा की तपस्या हो कैसा अद्भुत वातावरण और मैं तो काशी का सांसद हूँ और जब ओम नमः शिवाय सुनता हूँ तो रोंगटे खड़े हो जाते हैं
The Prime Minister said that the economic and strategic advancements achieved during the Chola era remain a source of inspiration for modern India. He noted that India progressed swiftly in all directions through commercial advancement, utilization of maritime routes, and the promotion of art and culture during the Chola Empire, which serves as an ancient roadmap for building a new India. Mr. Modi highlighted that the great king Rajendra Chola established the Gangaikond Cholpuram temple, which continues to be recognized globally as an architectural wonder. The discussion on Operation Sindoor is expected to begin in Lok Sabha today. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju had earlier informed that a special discussion on the terrorist attack in Pahalgam and India's response under the Operation Sindoor will be held during the ongoing monsoon parliament session. Mr. Rijiju said that this was decided during the Business Advisory Committee meeting chaired by Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla. He said 16 hours have been allocated for the debate in the Lok Sabha, while Rajya Sabha will discuss it tomorrow for 16 hours. The Supreme Court will today hear a group of petitions challenging the Election Commission's decision to carry out a special intensive revision SIR of electoral rolls in Bihar. A bench of justices, Suryakant and Joymalia Bakshi, is expected to take up the case. The Election Commission says the revision is aimed at ensuring clean voter rolls by removing ineligible names. It claims the process involved major political parties and over 1.5 lakh booth-level agents. However, the petitioners argue the move could lead to large-scale voter disenfranchisement just ahead of the 2025 Bihar Assembly elections. The leaders of Thailand and Cambodia will meet in Malaysia today for talks aimed at resolving a deadly border dispute. Thai Acting Prime Minister Futham Veachayachai will lead Bangkok's delegation on in the mediation efforts. Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Manet is also expected to attend the talks. Meanwhile, death toll in Thailand-Cambodia border clashes has risen to 32 and more than 130 people have been injured. United States and the European Union have finalized a comprehensive trade deal that places a 15% tariff on most EU goods entering the US. US President Donald Trump and EU Chief Ursula von der Leyen announced last night that they have reached a deal to end a transatlantic tariff standoff and avert a full-blown trade war. In cricket, India pulled off a great fight back to hold England to a draw in the fourth test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Old Trafford, keeping the series alive. And that's the end of this news bulletin.